For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A wise man once said, "You can't win them all." And the Padres certainly proved that last night.
No kidding. Oh, honey. I feel so bad because yesterday you were so excited.
Everyone was excited.
You were determined to get to that game. So determined. On our social media, we got DMs. We got messages constantly. Somebody please get this man a ticket.
Oh, he needs to go. That's so kind.
And you found one and you paid for it.
Yeah.
And that's what you ended up with. And I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You know, it's a rough night and I appreciate you saying that. You know it's a rough night when the best highlight of the night is from the hidden ball under the cap gig on the screen. I knew it was under cap number two the whole time.
Yeah.
That was the highlight of my night, knowing that. And you know, no small effort, by the way, because it wasn't just the regular three caps. They mix it up once in a while. And they put like six caps in there, so it's really difficult.
Wow.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm trying.
That we're talking about the cap game and nothing else so far is real sad.
Kind of where you have to go.
Right? I have to. Yeah. I mean, how else? What else am I supposed to say? We had it. I don't think. Well, I didn't hear from anybody yesterday that didn't think we were going to clinch it.
Yeah. And, well, or at least.
Make an effort.
Yeah.
Well, it was just a beatdown, you know, and unfortunately, it had to happen at the worst time. Although, no. The worst time could be tomorrow.
Yeah.
We still are in this.
Yes.
We still whooped them in their house just a few days ago
with
the same starting pitcher, Yu Darvish. So I'm not giving up hope. We're still a better team. It's just that they're really good, too, and they beat the crap out of us last night. It's just the solidest to it. I thought the Dodgers, to their credit, would play under pressure and completely on edge, and they did the exact opposite. They came out just swinging, didn't have a care in the world, and the 8-0 score certainly proved that.
Maybe everybody just needs to be like Ohtani and just stand there like a statue. He is the weirdest looking player when he's up to bat.
He's a very
He looks like a statue.
Yeah, he has a very stiff batting stance. You're
and just a stare. It's like, wow.
I know.
It was wild.
He's so good.
Oh,
but so are we. But so are we.
Yes,
all right?
Yes, yes.
And so am I at finding the hidden ball under the cap.
All right. There we go. Yes.
I will say one more thing.
Okay.
I get to my row, and I'm like one of two Padre fans. Everybody else, Dodger fans. And I'm like, oh, great. It's going to be one of these nights.
Were they good to you?
I got to tell you, they were really nice guys.
I
would love to say contrary, but they just were good guys cheering on their team. Can't fault that.
They were nice.
They were respectful. It sucks. They were so nice.
I know. We just we need to change the feeling, and maybe we can do it like this.
We can do this. And now I've got some Friday night plans.
Okay.
Go Padres. Please. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
So I went and got amazing fresh bratwursts. Brats that were never frozen. Fresh. I had sauerkraut. My husband made homemade sweet potato fries.
All right.
That he had seasoned himself.
Wow.
Got coleslaw, got beer.
You should know something about my partner, Tammy. This is probably her dream meal. Is there anything you like more than bratwurst?
I don't know.
You can't take the Wisconsin out of the girl.
And the buns were so perfect, John. I got these bakery buns that were soft on the inside, but just they didn't fall apart.
Tammy,
they were so perfect.
You know I've always been a fan of your perfect buns. Go on.
Anyway, we sat down. We're all ready for this Padres game, thinking this is going to be as exciting as it was the night before because we had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I had a good meal.
Right. You gotta
it was
find,
really good.
You gotta find something. because it was not our night last night at the Padres game.
We even had Ale Smith Hazy 394 in honor of Tony Gwynn. It was
a perfect Padres themed dinner. Unfortunately, the Padres didn't cooperate.
I know. Didn't they know?
Are you sure you didn't have a Dodger dog instead of a bratwurst?
I did not. You bite your tongue.
Okay, easy. Easy with the eyes. With the eyes. Yeah, Tammy, I don't have to tell you how early we have to get up in the morning, which makes nighttime activities somewhat more mellow for us. Mm-hmm. And I was at the game. I took the train like so many other people did, which was the wise thing to do because last night was jammed. And we were supposed to have this gigantic celebration afterwards. And, I mean, it was pretty evident come third inning, fourth inning that this is not going to be our night. And I'm thinking, by the way, dude, you're not a Dodgers fan, so you're not leaving early.
Yes.
But secondly, can you imagine...
And good for you, by the way, for not doing that.
Can you imagine leaving early and then they come back and they clinch and you're on a train home?
Mm-hmm.
I would have been devastated.
Yeah.
I would have been devastated.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in retrospect, I probably should have because I'm so tired today.
It's all right.
And the train was so incredibly uncomfortably crowded.
Now, here's the thing. We're here in this position because we're good. We're also playing a team that is also very good. Nobody ends up here unless they're really good. So what we need, I think, to help us for Friday's game is a Padres pep talk from you. 833-287-1037. Give us a call. Give us a quick Padres pep talk to get us in the groove again.
I love this idea, Tammy. Frankly, I need this idea. I'm not lacking confidence. I do believe we will do it on Friday on their turf. But a little pep in our step wouldn't hurt. They needed it last night. We need it this morning to get the vibes back for a Friday night victory and moving on to the National League Championship Series that we now know will be against the New York Mets. Believe it or not, the Mets are there. 833-287-1037. Pep it up, man. Mine sounds forced. Let's see if yours doesn't. 833-287-1037. A Padres pep talk is needed from you. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSO. Every victory starts with a much-needed pep talk. I mean, come on, man. Independence Day, anybody?
We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
So, yeah, we need a Padres pep talk. 833-287-1037. Aaron in Carmel Valley, we need some pep.
Last night was meant to be because it was part of the whole drama of how we're going to win this series. So we're winning in five. It was destined for us to win in five in L.A., and it's just the way it was. We wanted to give them a little hope so that tonight they don't feel so bad.
All right.
I like that, though.
Aaron, I do want to remind you the game is tomorrow.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry, I meant tomorrow.
That's okay. I just don't want you wasting your time tonight. That's all.
No, and I have a chant. My kids did a Let's Go Padres chant yesterday, my students. And I'm sending that to Jessica today to pump you guys up for Friday.
Nice. Oh, that's what we want to hear.
Thank you,
Aaron.
Yeah.
Go Padres. Yes.
Go Padres. Let's do it. We got this, guys.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. You know, I will say this about San Diego Padres fans being at that game. It doesn't take a wise man to realize, okay, this is probably not going to be our night. But we were there. We were cheering every pitch still.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. But I was very proud to be a San Diego Padre fan last night. I know it sounds ridiculous after you lose 8-0, but man, we were there hanging out for the most part, for every pitch of that pretty stinky ball game.
Sergio's in Chula Vista. Sergio, give us a Padres pep talk.
Well, look, I think the greatest thing that we've seen in the last couple of years is that so many of us that just have not really paid attention to the Padres are so united as fans. You know, it's okay if we wait till the postseason to watch the games. The more the merrier, I think. I think that's the greatest reward of all. However, I will say that if we would have won last night, it would have seemed a little too easy. I think I'd rather see a crappy game last night and then see a very earned and satisfying victory in L.A. just to shove it in the face of all the Dodger fans.
I like where you're going with this. Mm-hmm. You know, let's make them earn it. Let's make them really relish it.
Yeah, it's like saving Private Ryan. Earn it.
All right, perfect. Thanks, Sergio. Did you sign up to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach at KSON.com? We could be calling your name at 8:05. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.